Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Vasily. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty Master Chief with the United States Navy, here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Another look. Okay, so this is really not my show. This is actually Courtney's show. And so I just stepped right all over her. Right, Courtney? I'd just be like, she doesn't know how to shut up. What's going on?
Do your thing. No.
I'm so excited to talk to you about this topic. But look, Unapologetically Favored with Courtney Cottrell. I'm Dr. Pat. Today's show is hot. It's hot.
Yes.
So give us the Courtney Cottrell opening with today's topic, because this one, this is the one.
It's going to be deep.
This is the one that just saying it gives me like hot flesh.
Well, you know, welcome to Unapologetically Favorite today. So in the light and that the joyfulness of releasing my third book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, I wanted to do a show that actually talks about and touches on that subject. There has recently been conversations that I've had with people that, you know, ask, how do you do it? You know, well, if I feel like I'm the only one doing this, or I don't want to do this because it's always just me fighting this battle. And I said, what greater conversation to have to go parallel with this book release than to talk about Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. And on Unapologetically Favored, we are here to motivate, inspire, and encourage you to get up and be the best version of yourself and walk in your purpose.
So well, let's talk about the depth and breadth of that, though, for a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Comment on it, because I wasn't kidding when I said just saying it, never being afraid to eat alone has such depth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people hear that and go to, I don't want to be alone.
Right.
I don't want to eat alone. I don't want to be alone. That's my worst nightmare, to grow up and grow older and be alone. Just saying the word beat alone, eat alone, anything alone, right? The only word, the only popularity the word alone has gotten was from the pop group Heart in their breakout song, Alone. And that was sad as all hell.
but this one is just, you know, it is funny because when I speak to people, I do my speaking engagements, and even with my brand, I always say, you're not the only one. But the truth is, the reality is that sometimes you may be the only one. You may be the only one standing up. You may be the only one saying, you know what, everybody's turning left, but I want to go right. You might find yourself actually being the only one. And when you look around and it's just you and that feeling of loneliness and you're alone, it gets uncomfortable. So how do we get past that? You know, how do we be okay with being the only one, with not being afraid to eat by ourselves if necessary? How do we get past that? And, you know, and in my thought process, the first way or the first step is to, you have to embrace and know and understand and truly be connected to your whole self, you know, not just a piece, but your whole self.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you this question, right? I want to talk about this idea of embracing our true nature. And I know that's an area you specialize in. I mean, it's the breakout work that you do. So I'm really clear about that. But part of your background, your history, you know, you, Courtney A. Cottrell, you, Unapologetically Favored you, right? You know more than most people what it's like, United States Navy Master Chief, right? You know what it's like to be in that place where you may have to fearlessly and unapologetically stand alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't help it. I am struck by, there was a post this morning on Twitter from fantastic, I think one of the fastest runners in the world at this point. And she, Ms. Richardson, track and field,
yes,
sprinter, she got bumped. You can't compete, right?
Right.
Marijuana.
Right.
And she posted this morning, one of the few posts that I've seen post just saying it.
Right.
And then I hashtagged it and posted. But she came out and she said, hello, what is going on? This person over here, blood test, a chemical drug,
mm-hmm.
me. And she was like, is this a black and white issue?
Right.
And I posted hashtag black and white. I said, this is so black and white. I mean, mm-hmm. but at one point, do we become afraid of just saying what's on our mind and being who we are? Because if we're unapologetically favored, right, then that is going to help us step forward in power and be our true nature. And isn't this what you are talking about, is stepping forward, being in your true nature? And sometimes some people are going to say, oh, no, you can't. Anybody ever said that to you?
I've heard it a couple of times. You won't be able to, you can't do it. I mean, I always tell people I can show you better than I can tell you. And see, embracing your whole true self means being okay with being vulnerable. And vulnerability will put you in that uncomfortable spot because you have to be okay with knowing somebody's going to tell you no. You have to be okay with knowing that people are going to talk about you, that they're going to slam a door in your face. You have to already accept, like begin to build in your mind all the negative outcomes and be okay with that. Once you get past that and you embrace the vulnerability piece, then that's when you can become unapologetic. Because at that moment, when you embrace the vulnerability, you don't care what people think. You don't care how they're going to react because you are standing and owning who you truly are, embracing mm-hmm. your true natural self. And it's a whirlwind, and a lot of people need to hear that it's okay to be your wholehearted natural self, because we're so busy trying to be what we think other people want us to be. You can't be like everybody else because they're taken. You can only be you. That's it. Unless you're a twin or a triplet, or, you know, you got identical siblings, you know, then okay, I'll give you a little bit, but you know, you are you. Embrace your, you are unique. It's no tree is exactly the same, you know, and it's just, it's one of those steps that goes towards having that confidence to stand on your own, to be the only one to say, hey, mm-hmm. there's a problem when there's a problem, yeah. not being afraid to speak out, knowing again that people are going to look at you sideways, slam the door in your face, tell you to sit down in the corner and color. But again, you mm-hmm. have that confidence and you're unapologetic and you stand up and say, no, I don't care what you tell me.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So Patrick, part of what you're talking about is like, you got to take all of me. So you got to like, here's my flaws. Here's like my yes. missteps. Here's the yes. potholes, a bad yes. decision, bad times, good times, great yes. loves, bad love, like all of it. And that seems right. That seems to be at the core of courage to me.
It does. It is. You have to give people an ultimatum. Don't give them an option. Don't say, oh, well, you can have me or not. You know what I mean? It's like, just, you will have me or not. Not, you know, be confident in it. And I love this quote. I was like, just kind of thinking about this. And I saw it on Pinterest. And I said, I love it. Where Eleanor Roosevelt says that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And when I talk about owning your power and leveling up, you give your power away when you allow people to dictate your emotions, how you respond, your character, the way you speak, the way you dress. When you allow people to start dictating your life and the different things that come with it, you're giving away your power.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love this conversation, but it all ties back into your life purpose, your mission, and what you're doing, Courtney, to help other people.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I just shared a little bit about you and your journey, and we've done shows as well to get to the depth and the breadth of things. But you're on a mission to make sure that we live in a world where people can't say, I didn't know. I didn't know because I didn't read this book. I didn't know because I didn't listen to that show. Mm-hmm. But boy, I'll tell you, we're living in a time and a world where we want to make people right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning, my post wasn't about right or wrong. Right. It was about the facts.
Right.
And sometimes the facts are emotional. Mm-hmm. They lift us up. They could bring us down. But we have to stay the course. How important is it for us to understand all of what you're talking about here? And in your book, how do you address purpose, passion, even if you're alone?
Ooh, how do I address it?
Let's take a short break. Let's go to
we'll
a short
do
break.
That. We'll come back and talk about that.
Because look, it was easy for me in my life many times when everybody's cheering.
Right.
And everything is like cool. Right. But it's not those times that I remember. It's the times where I had to scratch and crawl and find myself and to move out of an addiction, to stand up and be the person I am in life, despite what other people may say about that. Those are the moments that I remember, but few people are teaching others how to be that. And that's what you're doing. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear all about this fabulous new book from Courtney, because this is what it is. Yeah. Never be afraid to eat alone. Never be afraid to eat alone. When we come back, passion, purpose, courage, and conviction, all from the most amazing Courtney Cottrell. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Favored. I am one of your hosts, Courtney Cottrell, along with Miss Fabulous Dr. Pat. And we're talking today about a topic that actually is kind of covering my book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. And just to give out my information, if you want to purchase a book, if you're needing that inspiration, that motivation, that power drive, you can find my book on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, Walmart, I think maybe Target.com as well, Books a Million. It is out there, all three of my books. But today we are specifically talking about never being afraid to eat alone. And before we went to took a break, Dr. Pat asked me a question about how does my passion and my purpose and my conviction and courage, you know, how do I talk about that in my book? Well, it's a baby step process, because like I said in the beginning, you know, building that courage and that confidence, you have to know who you are, because once you know who you are, you know what your tolerance level is. You know what you can and what you cannot endure. And the longer you're in the game of just stress and business and work and life and school and careers, you know, your line is stressed a little bit more than most, because you can handle a little bit more. So I like to dig deep and ask those open-ended self-reflection questions. You know, what is your legacy when you leave, whether it's this earth, your career? You know, what do you want out of life? What are things that bring you joy and peace? What's a relationship or a person or a thing that you need to heal from? Because a lot of the times we avoid those uncomfortable situations and we don't want to face it, but you have to, in order to heal, in order to know who you are, in order to move forward. Because if you're still stuck, Yeah. In the past with grudges and hate in your heart and, you know, not wanting to forgive, you're always going to be held back in life. So uncovering all that, you know, with the sprinkle of motivation here and there to help you get through your day, that is what I share in this book. It's a workbook. It's homework. You have assignments because I want you to get to know who you truly are at your core.
Mm-hmm. I think that, and let me ask you about this. There are so many places that we can point to. I like to call them signs. I don't know what else mm-hmm. to call them. In some people, I guess if you're like in the military, you have like words like indicators or directives or things like that, but they all mean the same thing. Right. They're like things that show up exactly when they need to show up to question you as to whether or not you're really serious about something. Right. Even if you're going against the grain.
Right.
And what's really interesting for me is, you know, I went through the process of really looking at who do I want to become? Mm-hmm. Who do we as a network want to become? Mm-hmm. And when you make that decision, can you talk to the point that sometimes things are hard, sometimes they're uncomfortable, sometimes it will make others around us right. run for the hills?
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell people, you know, everybody wants to be in charge until it's time to be in charge. Everybody wants to be great, but they don't want to put in the hard work or go through the trials and tribulations that it takes to become great. So my new job that I have, you know, I like to walk around and meet the people that I'm going to be working for, with those will be working with me. And I came across a young Black female, and she's working with two white guys. And my first thing that I don't like is, you know, the race card. Don't pull the race card on me. So it was kind of in that situation, but not really. More of a type of a leadership situation. And the bottom line was, I can't do this by myself. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I listen to people when you're venting. I will listen to you all day long because I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm going to see where I can help you, you know, kind of shift your mindset from a negative one to a positive one. Because the quality of your day is all about your mindset. And I asked this young lady, you know, why are you running away? You want to be a leader, but then when it's time to lead, even during challenges, you want to run away. See, and a lot of us do that. We want to ask for something, but then when the challenge becomes too great, or we're uncomfortable with it, or we don't agree with it, or it's exposing too much of who we really are, and we're not there yet to accept that or our flaws, we want to run away. But what if, just what if, your presence at that moment, or that moment in general, was meant for you to be there? Because your presence at that moment has a purpose, whether it's to change the culture, be the leader, make changes, you know, within, I don't know, your policy. What if that moment was for you? But see, that's how we miss out on our blessings and opportunities in life, because people want to run away from that situation. But when you're running away from that moment, you could be possibly running away from the greatest thing that could have ever happened to you in your life. And then when you're sitting at home trying to figure out, why is my life not going the way I thought it should? Or why am I over here not getting what I want? Because you kept running from the challenges that were set up to be your test, or the mess that was set up for you to have a message, because that was, you know, the way that you were going to get to the next level. But you couldn't see that, because when a challenge got too great, you wanted to run away. Everybody's presence have a purpose. And we have to open that third eye to figure out what that is. But, you know, you are where you're supposed to be. You are meant to be at the exact moment in your life where you're standing right now.
Yeah. I mean, I am so struck by every time that level of fear comes up for me. And, you know, I love that you're talking about, and there's so much in this. I really want you to comment on this, the title of your book. Never be afraid to eat alone. See, underneath that is both the emotional, the psychological, the mental, and the spiritual aspect of six words.
Right.
Six words.
Powerful.
Never be afraid to eat alone. And I've thought about the times in my life where the last part of that had such pivotal power. Mm-hmm. I think about that a lot, and I think about what that means. But I wonder how I feel about it in the world I live in today. Have I overcome my fears? Does just the words "eat alone" give me visions of dumpster diving as a homeless kid in New York City? Is it give me that? Mm-hmm. Or does it give me a moment of peace when I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I am going to sit here and eat all by myself and I am not going to be interrupted and I have a moment of peace. Mm-hmm. But there's meaning behind the title and the story. Tell us about it.
So when I was trying to come up with a title for this book, I wanted to be something that kind of captured everything under one title, like having confidence, having courage, being powerful, empowering people. And I remember I wrote down about 10 different titles and I sent them to my mom and she was kind of going through them. She's like, nope, don't like this one. Nope, this is a little stronger. Nope, well, this is kind of okay, but I take this word out. And so I think Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone was like the very last title I sent her. And she said, why would you want to name your book that? Like, it was just, because when you think about it, just like at eye level, like you don't really, like, never be afraid to eat alone. Like, I go out to the restaurants by myself all the time. Like, I don't like to be, but it's more than just that. It's don't be afraid to eat alone. Don't be afraid to stand up and stand out. Don't be afraid to take on challenges if it's just you by yourself. Have that confidence, have that willpower, have that courage to say, you know what? I might be the only woman on this travel trip, but my presence has a purpose. And I'm because people treat you the way you treat yourself. And if you don't have confidence, if you're feeling weak, people are going to assume that about you. But when you have that confidence inside of you, because you know who you are, you know your tolerance level, you have set healthy boundaries in your life so that you're not being taken advantage of. People respect you because you seem like you have it all together.
I love this. And first of all, I was going to your website. I had a flashback. Okay. I had a flashback the minute you and I did our first interview and you were going around doing interviews about unapologetically favored.
Yes.
Right. And that was the book about, as you would say, a woman, a leader, a testimony.
Right.
A woman, a leader, a testimony. And I was so touched by your journey, your story, and knew that there was so much more of Courtney Cottrell, so much more, Courtney A. Cottrell, so much more. And, you know, now I'm watching you as a leader, as somebody that is coming out. Now you're writing another book. Now you're writing a book that's going to really make us think about the choices we make, whether it be a choice about action or a choice about emotion. Am I going to wake up today and be all over myself with sadness and self-pity today?
Right.
Is that going to be my day? Right. I mean, is what I'm going through today? I was to ask myself this question. I said, I'm having a day because I have a big vision and there's a lot of moving parts. And sometimes when you got a lot of moving parts, one or two of them may start to crackle and crinkle and you got to get in there and fix them up. But when you have a dream for yourself, help us understand the purpose and the meaning and the power behind holding on to that dream, despite what other people say, despite what may show up. See, you knew you were set to be in motion to where you are today.
Yeah, you have to. You only get one life to live. One life to live.
I know.
That's it. This isn't a pregame. This isn't, you know, like a workup to something. This isn't, you know, this isn't a practice. This is the game of life. So if there is something that you want to do, if you can envision it, if you are passionate about it, if you understand, you know, your purpose behind it and you want to live and walk in that purpose, go do it. But having that confidence to be able to walk on that limb by yourself without fear is what we're talking about. Never being afraid to eat alone. That is it.
Yeah. I love this. We're going to go to a quick break, but here's where I love this. You know, I was at the Step Out like go to grocery store the other day. Right. And I was just getting ready to go play table tennis. And so I didn't quite have on my table tennis attire, you know, but I had a t-shirt on, but I had to run out real quick to get something at the store. So I throw on a shirt consciously, mind you, I throw on this shirt, actually this t-shirt, but it's got sticky things. It the labels
right
scratch my back. And I put it on backwards on purpose because I don't want to be scratched. I just got to run out, right, with my mask on. And I run out in the store and I'm sitting in the line. And the woman behind me says, are you having a rough day? And I just looked at her like, oh, I don't know, like maybe it's a potato chips I got to bring into the potluck for the ping pong. I don't know. And I looked at her and I said, no, like, I'm really excited about today. She said, oh. She says, do you know your shirt's on backwards? And then I just like, okay. And I said, yeah, I put it on backwards on purpose because I'm in a hurry. I need a t-shirt. I'm not walking in here in my bra. And the bottom line is, I hate those scratchy labels and I don't have time to cut them because I grew up with my mom telling me, don't cut the labels off things. See, now you have a psychological, and I'm talking to the woman behind me, right? You should have seen the checker. And I said, now you have a psychological profile of nuances about me. I will always put my t-shirt on backwards in order to avoid myself cutting the labels. Now that's actually not true, but that's, but I could have had a moment where I was like, oh, maybe I got my t-shirt on backwards, Courtney. I'm like a bad person. How often do we go through life with those? I want to talk with you about that when we come back and how you address that in your book. Because see, it is things like that. If they're said to you enough in your lifetime, you will not have the courage. You will not if you hear it enough. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you have an angel called Courtney Cottrell? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Favored. I am Courtney Cottrell here with Miss Dr. Pat. Today we are just talking about, you know, just uncovering and just peeling back the layers of my new book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. Please check out my website as well if you want to purchase the book or just follow me in anything that I do, speaking events, just send a nice note of hello. I will respond. Unapologeticallyfavored.net is my website. With all my social media contacts, all that kind of good stuff. But yes, never be afraid to eat alone.
How do we get the book?
You can purchase the book on Amazon or Barnes & Nobles, Walmart.com, Target.com, Books A Million. Sweet. Oh my goodness, if you Google it, you will find it. I promise you.
I'm really excited about this book for you, but I'm really excited about the message. You know, I think many of us have understood the power and potentiality of courage, but also the power and potentiality of standing in one's true nature, right? Whatever that looks like for you.
Right.
The power and potentiality of being that person that you want to be and also you want to become. And when you call all those in, Courtney, I don't know if you woke up one day and you declared and you said, Mom, I am going to be a United States Navy Master Chief. They're going to call me Master Chief. That's what they're going to call me. Now, I don't know if you did that or not, but the energy of who we become either gets, right? It either gets fueled and seeded and watered and nurtured to become, yeah. or we may have to do a little bit more work to get there, right?
Oh, yes. We got to put a little legwork. And that is the part that people have the most problems with. Because, you know, putting that legwork is not easy. When I do my coaching facilitation for the Navy, because we are incorporating like a coaching culture, I talk about the young generations being an Amazon Prime era, where they're just so used to having everything at their fingertips. You know, I couldn't go on my phone and look up the definition of a word, because Webster Dictionary was actually a whole book, and you had to know how to go through the dictionary and find your word, or go to the library with the library cards and check your book out. You had to know all these things. Now it's just so easy to pick up a phone, open up a laptop, open up, you know, log into your tablet and just look up whatever you want. Order something on Amazon. It can come in between the next hour and the next couple of days. And we are so conditioned to just having things instantly that putting in hard work, you know, that's just not a part of our thought process or vocabulary or expectation. But things don't happen overnight. Your most successful people, it took them 7, 10, 15, 20 years to get to where they're at. You know, even madam yourself, you know, like you put in work, you know, you've went through rock bottom, and that was the strength that, you know, your strength was formed down there to help you get up out of rock bottom to, you know, being this wonderful human being that you are today, you know, but people don't realize that things don't happen overnight.
No,
you have to put in work and own that challenge.
Yeah. You know what I love? I love like being part of the Olympics energy for a minute. Mm-hmm. Now, not a big fan of a lot of the Olympic sports, right? I mean, other people, I love first time things. So when somebody says, we're going to have women in the monobob, which is a sled, which is one person in a sled, and then we're going to bring the women, I'm like, let's watch that. Okay. These two ladies could be in your book. These two women, United States of America, monobob, gold and silver, they could be in your book. Both of them had extraordinary challenges to get even in the sled. One of them went from the Canadian team to the U.S. team, did not have her citizenship to December.
Wow.
The other one, they quarantined her away from her. These two women, these stories. And when you hear them talk about it, and when you hear Humphreys talk about a full body tattoo, I'm just saying, when you hear both of these ladies talk about how they would not miss this event, it wouldn't matter. They prepared for it, and right. Neither one of them had an easy in. The challenges that these two overcome, right? Elena Myers Taylor, the quarantine, not having the equipment she needed. I mean, come on. And then Humphreys is like, I think I'm going to be in for the United States. Maybe I got my citizenship. When we overcome challenges, do they make us stronger, Courtney?
Well, I definitely believe it. Because you have to, you never know how strong you are until that's your last option for survival, is to be strong. When you are rock bottom, when you are sitting down in that dark place in your life, that is when you normally kind of, you know, do a lot of self-reflection, and you're getting back in touch with your inner self, your real true at the core self. And you're looking around at your family, you're looking at your friends, you're looking at, you know, relationships and situationships, and, you know, just the things that you're going on in your life. And that is where we make our most life-changing, pivotal decisions. Because it's then where we say, you know what, no more. I'm going to stand up and stand out. I'm going to take charge. I'm not going to allow you to take my power. I'm taking my power back. I'm going to do what I have to do, regardless if you think I can do it or not. I'm going to walk down this path that was set before me, because that's the journey I'm supposed to be on. You can pull me this way, ask me for things that way, tell me I'm not going to be anything the other way, but I'm going to do me. That darkness that weakness always turns into a strength, in my opinion. That is why we have so many strong individuals. Not doesn't matter race, creed, gender, religion. We have a lot of strong individuals because all those strong individuals, I guarantee you have a story.
Listen to this here, because I think this is what your book is all about. I think this is what you're all about. And we're seeing it. I hope that your work and the book is going to help people stop in their tracks to realize that these moments are for them. They're not for the 1 or 2% in the world. Every one of us has our moments, right? You know, when Humphreys was asked and she was standing there, right? You know, and she was given the U.S. flag. She climbed out, she bent over, clearly emotional, a big across her face. And she says, this one feels more emotional than most. She says, it feels emotional. Why? Because you just talked about it, Courtney. You know, when you overcome, she says, it really hits the heartstrings a little bit than I had to fight so hard for something. I had to fight so hard for something I wanted.
Right.
And I had the backing and support and the nation that stood behind me, and it worked.
Right.
We cannot give up the fight, can we?
Oh, no. And, it, you know, and luckily she had that support. But there are so many people that don't have that support. And that's when they feel like they want to give up.
That's
they don't
when
have
you're
that.
Alone.
Right. And they're just like, you know what? I feel like I can't make it. You know, it having that support system is huge. But I'm here to tell people that even if you do not have that support system, the only thing that's stopping you from becoming great, the only thing that's stopping you from achieving or living that dream or walking in your purpose and, you know, living with true passion is you. You're the only one that can stop you from doing that. So even without a support system, you still are going to have to put in work. You're still going to have to work hard, just as hard. But I promise you, the outcome of the work you put in is always going to be greater. It's always going to be greater. And it's going to mean so much more because you had to overcome those trials and tribulations. And nobody just handed you a phone and said, well, Google the information for yourself. No, you actually had to go out there and find it. And that the heartstrings, oh yeah, it's when you put in that work and you get what you probably thought you weren't really deserving of for whatever reason. Mom said you couldn't do it. People thought you were crazy, you know, and you achieve it. It means a lot. It means a lot more.
You know, I know that this is just one of many conversations we'll have about your fabulous new book, but the reoccurring theme from the work you do and your way you lived your life is really this idea of not throwing in the towel, really, of being able to stay strong. I mean, there's a couple of things that are so important. You hear athletes all the time.
Oh,
you know, when you hear a major athlete talk about something, they don't even use the word failure.
Oh, no, it's not an option. Not an option.
No. Or give up.
Right.
You know, even if the score is 31-6,
right.
You don't generally see it.
Right.
In what you're looking at. And the question is, can we, you and me and the people watching, can we truly believe that we've got the stuff, the right stuff? That's the key. Because if we're not going to believe that, we're not going to achieve it, are we?
Never. If you think of failure, you're going to fail. Think of failure, you're going to fail. And it's a whole mindset. It is definitely a mindset because everybody's thought usually becomes their reality. So we're here to change that.
Yeah.
You know, put the negative back into the positive where it belongs so that you have that confidence and you'll never be afraid to eat alone.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things. The vibe of Thrive, that vibe, that mojo, that thing that you see people, you know, you just see it on their face. They're just not going to give up. They're just right there. But there's a vibration that comes off them. What is that vibration? Do they think they're special? Maybe you may think they're arrogant. Or do they feel something in their heart Do they feel this thing in their heart that brings them to a place of trust? That they don't belong to a universe that is going to play a cosmic joke on their dream. When we come back, the most incredible Courtney Cottrell is going to take us through the vibe. That vibe that will get you to vibe. The vibe you give is the vibe you get. Courtney. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Do you crave a life that doesn't involve constant burnout, stress, and overwhelm? This is what Sacred Attunement is all about. Asher Countryman is your stress management wellness coach and the creator of Unlock Your Personal Power. Are you ready to engage in a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle? Start your journey now by booking a complimentary Unlock Your Power Clarity call with Asher at sacredattunement.com.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Unapologetically Favored. This is Courtney A. Cottrell Show. This is Walk in Your Purpose. Today, I get to have a conversation about our fabulous new book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. It's more than a book, though. It's a message for our time. It's a message for where you are right now, what you're looking at right now in front of you, the moments you may be thinking about, where you are wondering, am I really meant to do it? Now, we're going to be talking about all of that. Courtney, you're a speaker. You got a book signing going on. How do people find out about all of that?
So follow me on unapologeticallyfavorite.net. You can find my books also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million. I promise you, if you Google it, you will probably find it. But yeah, all of my work is on my website. You can send me a message. Even if, you know, you have input and want to have a conversation, a dialogue, or something that you would like to hear about on the show, please don't be afraid to email me and I will respond to you. But yeah, never be afraid to eat alone. It's a mindset, really. It really is a mindset going from negative to positive. And I am enjoying this.
Yeah. And let's talk about for a minute, if we could, because this is, you know, this is the vibe. And I want to talk about the word vibe for a minute, if you could. You know, you can fake a lot of things in life. You really can. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had to fake a few things in life. You know, I used to fake being a talk show host because I didn't believe it. I'm not kidding. I swear. I had such imposter syndrome, but when you turn on the old show that was called Crust Busting, you got a vibe because I felt the vibe.
Right.
Now, what I thought about myself after I was done or what other people said, that's a whole different thing. But when I was turning that thing on in 2003, and I got behind a mic for the first time, I could feel it. I could feel that this was going to be something I was going to do, even if it made sense to no one else around me. My job today is to make sure that vibe, that flame doesn't die. Because tell me about this here. The vibe you give will be the vibe you get. What is that? Is that the good, the bad, and the ugly?
All of it. All of it. Yeah, all of it. Good, the bad. Your vibe will speak before you ever will. People, and I am one of those people being an empath. Like I live, not live off people's vibes, but I can pick up on people's vibes and their aura, just whatever it is, their emotional state for some reason. You know, when I used to go to work and I'll walk through the hallways of work and I'll see a young person standing there looking upset, or just even I can have a normal conversation, telling them good morning, asking them how their weekend was going. And they could tell me something and I'm going, stop, what's wrong? And they would just, what do you mean what's wrong? What's wrong? They're like, nothing's wrong. yes, it is. I said, but that's okay. I'm not going to pressure you. Just know I'm here if you need to talk.
Exactly.
And after about 3 days of us going through this, you know, they finally come and say, can I talk to you for a minute? Because I, for some reason, I have this weird thing, but you know, your vibe will always speak before you. So it's important to know that you need to have confidence in all that you do. Even if for some reason you feel like, or you think like, I shouldn't be here. I'm not deserving of this. Reprogram your thought process to say, oh no, I am very much deserving of this, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be there at that moment, at that time.
Yeah.
Your vibe, people will treat you according to your vibe. If your vibe is weak, people are going to think that you can't do it. You don't have the ability. They're going to talk down to you. But if your vibe is strong and that's the energy you're giving out, that respect energy is what you're going to get. The vibe that you give is going to be the vibe that you get.
That's so funny. It's so funny you're talking about this. Jessica posted a picture, I'm not sure how long ago, 6 months or so ago. Mm-hmm. Linda and Jessica came to see me compete in my sport. Mm-hmm. And they posted a picture. Now, if you were to see the look on my face, and actually, I'm going to give Daniel the picture of me with my coach when I was in my 20s. I got the same look. When I'm on the court, and I'm at that table, that table tennis table, and I am competing, and I'm standing there, that is a vibe. That's a vibe. I'm not mean. I'm not a bully type. There's some people that will taunt you and say weird stuff to you. There are people that do that even in ping pong. I'm just saying. But that face, it's unapologetically favored.
You're serious.
There is no question about that face. It's not this face, mm-hmm. but it's the same person.
Right.
See, that doesn't mean that I'm mad or I'm angry.
Right.
It really is the vibe of focus. And every once in a while, I will smile. And if I make a really good shot, I will give myself a high five, even in a sport that is uber conservative. But how do we help people today instill unapologetic confidence?
And I wanted to go back and talk about Kobe Bryant for a second, because when, you know, rest his soul, oh my goodness, so sad. But he was always talked about for his leadership ability, his motivation, his drive, his, you know, just the way that he could relate and just make sense of everything and still remain humble. As big of a star as he was, as big of an athlete as he, you know, he was, he still is in my yep. book. Yep. And there was a quote, there was a couple of quotes that I seen from him. And it's just some that I wanted to share. Like the first one says, you know, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. No matter what the injury, unless it is completely debilitating, I'm going to be the same player I've always been. I'll figure it out. I'll make some tweaks, some changes, but I'm still coming. And that's the confidence. That is a whole little mini paragraph of what confidence looks like. You don't go anywhere. Don't be afraid. Unless it completely takes you out the game, stay humble, stay true, stay grounded, stay in the moment, because you were meant to be there. Don't change. Be the same person that you've always been. You know, adjust accordingly, but don't run away from the challenge. And that is how we build that confidence, with teaching people and encouraging people to, you know, just positive affirmations, like I'm meant to be here. That is how we build that change that mindset.
Look, you look at that picture of me. That is a really young me. That is a young me. And that is my coach, San Hammond, the national champion of Ghana, Africa. That is a face that a mother, only a mother can love that face.
You were in deep thought.
No. I was like, I am not going to lose that. You're talking to me, Sam, about what you want me to do. And I'm just telling you, I am not going to lose another game. It's just right. not going to happen. I am really not happy. I have got my game face on.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're that age, and people tell you you're too old to do something you love, help us understand, Courtney, that wise people who learn how to not to be afraid to eat alone can develop the vibe that keeps them in their heart's centered pathway.
I mean, it is, I can tell you one thing though, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, everything, it is a true statement. That one, it's not going to happen. That is a continuation of self-improvement. You're always going to be continuously improving every day, you know, setting little milestones to say, okay, today when I wake up, you know, I'm not going to think about all the bad things that can possibly take over my day or, you know, affect me at my job or that's going to come between me and my spouse or my significant other or my kids. I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to start thinking about all the positive things that can probably come out of today, regardless of the situation, regardless of what your day looks like. You know, it's that mind shift. Once you tackle that, you know, after that, it's pretty much, you know, smooth selling, really. It just, you know, and making up your bed in the morning. Just make up your bed in the morning. You know, it gives you that sense of accomplishment. That's the very first thing you accomplish in the morning. Make up your bed. Then you're like, oh, my bed looks nice. My room looks nice. I put away some clothes. I had a nice cup of coffee. It sets you on that move. That's just one step. Understanding and knowing your boundaries in a healthy way. Not just saying, I don't want nobody to talk to me today. Mm-mm. That's not reality. That's not going to happen. Somebody's going to have to talk to you. You got a job. You got business to take care of. But knowing how to set healthy boundaries between friends and even your family, you have to have that. It's highly important for your mental, you know, setting the boundaries. Once you set those boundaries, mm-hmm. understanding that everybody's not like you. Let them be who they are. Don't give into them. You know, if they have an attitude or they're going off about something, let them do their thing. Yeah. The minute they see they can manipulate you and your emotions, you have given away your power. The only thing you can control in life is your response to anything.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, that picture says a lot of me, but it doesn't say a lot. I had the honor of being coached by one of the top spin players of his time. I was one of the first women to learn how to top spin the ball the way he taught me. And while that doesn't seem that I'm uber respectful of him, I probably didn't like something he said to me that I should have done. And and part of this journey is we have got to respect ourselves along the way. And, you know, I love what you're doing. I love that you've created a book that allows people from all walks of life to step into their true nature, but to take it from somebody, take it from you, Courtney, that isn't just writing an academic dissertation on it, but somebody that has lived it. Thank you for your heart and soul in this.
Pleasure. I'm loving it. You know, if there's one thing that I could leave with, you know, our listeners and, you know, anybody watching this is to know that your presence at this moment has a purpose. And you have to own that space, own your moment. You know, we want to run from challenges, but maybe that challenge or your purpose in life was to get past that challenge. That test was meant to become your testimony, or that mess that you're going through was supposed to be your message to share with somebody else to get through what they need to get through. So don't give away your power by being afraid to eat alone. Own it. It was meant for you. That courage, that confidence is what's going to carry you through once you know and accept who you truly are at your core. Mm.
Courtney A. Cottrell. Courtney, one more time, tell us how to get the book and how to find out more about you. And congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate
Congratulations for you deciding to stand up, stand tall, and be you.
Thank you. So my website, unapologeticallyfavored.net. I know it's a mouthful. Just go with me on that. Unapologeticallyfavored.net. My book is also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million. If you Google it, I promise you, you will find it. But you can also purchase it on my website as well. So don't lose sight of that. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And, you know, we're going to renew you in 22 and just walk in your purpose.
That's it. I love it. Courtney Cottrell, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all. Thank you, Daniel, for what you're doing to make us all look so great. And thanks to all of you for inspiring us to be willing to stand in who we are, to move forward in courage, so we can provide you with insights, presence, and great wisdom from people that are living it. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.